Well, I think it shows real vision by the governor. I mean, he did an excellent job, and the General Assembly deserves a lot of credit getting this bill through. I think it's going to have a real impact because the background checks will really help the police department, you know, track these things. And the mental health component, I think, is a big deal, too.
Is this the kind of bill that creates more work for prosecutors or less work?
Well, look, I think anything that reduces the flow of guns into the state is a good thing. You know, look, this legislation is not a panacea for all the problems that we have with gun violence. And certainly in Baltimore City, if we could have something that we've strived for a lot, which is a mandatory minimum sentence if you're convicted of simply possessing a handgun. I mean, people who are on the streets with a gun who do not have a permit to carry it or have it for the wrong reason. And I think if we could have a mandatory minimum sentence, that would be very helpful. I also think if we can strengthen the straw purchase laws, that would really help us in Baltimore City. But again, having said all that, this legislation is a great first step.
What do you make of the potential legal challenges for this? I mean, the NRA says they're going to immediately challenge this in court, that it won't reduce gun violence and infringes on constitutional rights.
Right. Well, these, of course, are very complicated issues, but I do think it will withstand a Second Amendment challenge.